I'm not sure if you're aware of like how you make stuffing. Have you ever made stuffing?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, this is my first go around at it.
All right, let's start and from like, the top. You buy the dough raw, or you buy it?
No. I bought
it was made
sourdough bread.
Yeah, two loaves of sourdough.
Okay.
And I got some pork sausage, not
cooked?
Cast, not no raw. Okay, cool. And the recipe that I got. And again, it was from the guy at the Peninsula.
Okay.
It was a chestnut sage sausage dressing.
That sounds exactly like what I make.
Oh, okay.
It sounds kind of...
I couldn't find chestnuts anywhere.
Oh, you know what? Williams-Sonoma.
Okay, but you know what I got instead? I got pecans. And I tried it out before I left. It was finished before I came out tonight. It's fantastic. And my daughter really loves pecans.
Oh, that's nice.
So I think... I mean, it's a pretty good comparison, kind of, and I think it's
gonna have some
fantastic.
Right here.
Ooh. Is that okay,
Jen? Yeah. Is that okay? You can have your regular drink if you want. No, I kind of like the glass of wine.
It's there, so.
And I used my food processor for the first time, too.
Okay, when you did the food processing, did you do each ingredient separate?
No, food processor, all I did was I made my sofrito, kind of. Sofrito out of carrots, celery, garlic. One clove of garlic, one full onion, one medium-sized carrot, and the recipe called for two stalks of celery, but I like celery, so I put three.
Okay, so now you've made
the
base?
I made like a pulp. No, the base was actually the sausage.
Oh, really?
Sausage.
Not the bread?
I got 1 pound of sausage. Well, I mean, this is like the way...
You cook it first. You cook all the dressing part of it, and then you toss it with the bread. So,
and the bread, well, with the bread with cream, eggs, chicken stock,
mm-hmm.
And I still have... chicken stock that I made, I've been like slowly freezing.
So did you use like a full, we used like a mirepoix is the same thing as like a sofrito basically.
Yeah.
So was it like the carrots and the
carrots, celery
onion.
And onion.
That's mirepoix.
Yeah, of course. Same exact thing. Sofrito in Italy, but in South America that's what they call
it.
The same thing.
French,
Trinity.
Yeah.
Same.
It's the same basic. The basic Trinity of a sauce.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, do you just heat it up, or do you have to?
I'm gonna just reheat it in the oven. I mean,
okay.
I got a nice crisp coating. Like I tried it, fucking Christ, it was good.
Yeah.
Like the only difference, like I actually roasted the pecans too. Like before that, like when I was cooking the meat, like I toasted, like that took opening the fucking pecans. Like it took me an hour. Like just to get enough to like
a suggestion for next year. Williams-Sonoma does they have.
I know, but I mean.
Well, I'm just saying the chestnuts
like already opened and like
they're in a jar and the reason they're really good is because they get soft when they soak in it and so they have all the flavors and they're just all. They're
but
great.
I like the texture of like something in. I actually had to go back and like slice up another stalk of celery just. Because you need a texture kind of like,
mm-hmm.
you need the like grit. You need to bite into something that's a little different than everything else that you're biting into.
Definitely.
No raisins?
Mm-hmm.
No raisins. I didn't do anything like,
you
I didn't put any apples,
you,
but I mean, I will.
We do apples in ours, but.
Yeah.
Well, not in some, but I don't like that like box crap.
The box stuffing.
They have raisins in the box stuffing?
You add them, and it's just kind of. The raisins are fine, but I like a stuffing that's got a nice balance of fat to... That's why the sausage is so good, is because you get that really good fat to the seasoning, to the bread.
The only thing that I really wish I would have done different, I wish I would have added, like, the liver of... Because I realized...
Turkey?
Because I didn't even realize it was in the turkey until...
Yeah.
Because I did the stuffing first, and then I had all my brine done, but I needed to cool it off. So I, like, did all that first... And then, like, I got my bird ready to get in the bath. And
when you say the liver, how would you use the liver?
And saute it, and then just put it in the stuffing.
Oh, yeah.
So you would do it...
I would do it separate.
So it wouldn't go in the food processor.
But I would like, maybe saute it in some butter, then just dice it on my own, and then
you
and then add
like,
it in
like
the stuffing I was cooking. Like,
the
so.
Same size cubes as you would do for, like, a mirepoix, you would do, like quarter-inch cubes of it.
Of the liver.
Yeah.
Okay. So you like the stuffing as a separate side. You said a crispy top?
Well, you do dressing. I do dressing, not stuffing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
what's the difference between dressing and stuffing?
Stuffing
other than
is stuffed in the bird.
And it's not... it's kind of fallen out of fashion just because...
I like that.
I'll tell you why you don't do that.
Why don't you do
because
that?
Because you have to get your turkey up to about 180 degrees for
it
the...
It dries out the meat.
Yeah, and it tries to cook the stuffing because what it's doing is marinating in, like, raw poultry.
And that's good or bad?
It's bad because, like, it, you know what? I would go to my brother-in-law's, and, like, the next day, like, or that night, we would just be on the toilet for, like, a couple hours. Because the fucking stuffing in the turkey is, like, the turkey was so moist and perfect, but it was, like, raw. Like, the stuffing was just getting juiced. Exactly.
Got
you're
it.
Eating, like...
There's no good way to cook that, then, is there?
No, there's not.
Well, I mean, they're...
What if you put it in a bag? That's defeating the purpose, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, because the whole purpose of putting it in there is that it absorbs the juices from the meat.
But then by the time...
But that's
like,
why you add meat. That's why
if
you
were
the
to
get
to do that, if you were had enough money to work and you could just not care about food at all, you would do that, maybe, and make sure the stuffing was in the turkey, because
and
it would be, like, dry.
Oh, so you'd have to have a separate turkey to do this.
In order to
you would
get a really
never,
good turkey.
Ever leave it inside the turkey while the turkey... Because by the time the turkey's cooked, the stuffing's going to be raw, no matter what.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Easily. And what do you do for the cavity of your turkey?
I'm gonna put some aromatics in it. I'm going to put apples. I'm going to put some onion. I'm not going to use it. I'm just going to I'm just going to stuff it in there and just...
Wait, you're talking about for the bird, not the stuffing.
Inside, inside the bird, in the
whole
cavity.
Whole apples and, onions.
Quartered apples, too. I'm not going to put...
Oh, okay.
Okay, so when you use these onions and you use these carrots or whatever, you can't eat them.
Well, you could.
But you're not supposed to, for the same reason?
No, exactly. But you know what? Afterwards, you could saute them or just just make sure that they're cooked through.
May you have time. You would have to run out to do it. But what I'm a big fan of is we do the apples and the onions, but we also put in whole, like, fresh sage leaves. Like,
I've got
rosemary and
sage. Yeah, I've got my turkey is brining on nothing but, like, I had dried rosemary and I had some fresh rosemary that I went and got.
Urine and motor oil.
Urine and motor oil and your stuffing.
The other thing that I found that really preserves the quality of the breast meat is that we started doing it 2 years ago and it's turned out really great the past 2 years. Is that we actually cook the turkey upside down.
Yeah, I've heard.
You started out.
Why?
Because
the juices are kind of like gravity is just pulling them down.
And dark
so
meat
have,
cooks slower than the white
meat. And dark
meat
is a lot fatty.
All of the really good, like, the really good natural fats
heat
inside
rises.
Of it.
Yeah,
so
I get that.
You're going to have, like, a different temperature degree.
And the breast meat cooks faster than the dark meat. So when you turn it up, then the dark meat cooks first, and it renders the fat into the breast.
Yeah.
Then you flip it over, and then once you flip it over, it starts to brown the top skin and cook the bird you've already... Since you've already brined and then you've rendered all the fat into the breast, it comes out really juicy and really flavorful.
Okay. How many times?
Remember the last time I roasted the chicken?
Yeah.
I did it that way.
In the crock pot?
No. Like, I haven't done like an oven roasted chicken in a while.
Okay.
But when we did it in the Humboldt house, I roasted it upside down and then flipped it. It's not, though.
New beach. Empty.
Cooking is work. That's all I've noticed. Like, if you do all the work, I mean, it's
how many times
out.
Have you made Thanksgiving dinner?
Never. This is the first.
Oh,
time.
Really?
Yeah.
Seems like you really went all out.
Yeah.
You're starting to get interested in cooking,
yeah,
right?
Quite a bit. And that's like my dad gave me. I'm meeting with the counselor to Kendall College on Monday.
Oh, you are? Oh, yeah. That's so
for
good.
Cooking chef, or you want to be a cook? You want to be a?
I don't know.
Okay, mechanic.
But the school wants just going to the school.
Yeah.
If you would like, I will.
You know what the thing is too? I don't know. Like, am I going to be able to get in? I have a GED.
Yeah.
I don't have
doesn't
like.
Matter.
I don't
no,
have
fine.
Like. I don't know if they're like.
They don't care.
Yeah.
Right.
Wait, no, were your checks clear?
No.
Exactly.
Good.
I mean, that's all they care about, right?
Pretty much.
Like, there's no criteria.
No, not at all.
I'm like concerned about that instantly. Like, I was like,
Jan will write you a letter.
Yeah. No. Don't.
Well,
worry
it's
about
a
it.
Different school.
If
you
want
know,
somebody there too. I will give you some of our house favorites, our recipes. Cause
oh, cool.
Come over something.
it's man, I'm telling you, like, I didn't think.
Do you like cooking, Jan?
I always thought it was a chore, but I think if you have, like, really good ingredients and you try to do things, like, the difference is unbelievable. Like,
yeah.
I don't care where I go to eat, like, the food I make has gotten, well, it's a lot harder than I thought. Like, getting things, like.
The thing that I think was really, like, it was really kind of flattering when Brandon, the other day, what did I make? Oh, I made spinach and feta stuffed chicken breasts with that white wine mustard sauce.
Yep.
Well, that sounds good.
That was very good.
And Brandon was like, the thing that he said that really made me feel great about it, there are only certain foods that I ever want to eat out anymore.
Yes. And there are two that I don't want you to try. Well, you've tried them before and they're good.
They're just not.
But
what?
Like Thai that. Food?
I was just going to say
Thai. Thai food and Indian food. Everything
That's
else.
That's what I was going to say. Yep. Thai and Indian.
And it's not that what you make is bad. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
I think I've got
certain, like
Thai.
A curry.
It's American.
Yeah.
Well, Americanized.
I do an okay job with some Chinese food, and I do.
I didn't say Chinese.
No, I know. I do an okay job with Chinese food, and I do a pretty good job with Vietnamese food.
Yeah, it's very good.
But.
I honestly don't know a lot of the distinctions. I mean, I'm
not good with the curries. I haven't really mastered
It's not that you're
that
not good with them. It's just, in terms of price, it's probably cheaper to go out and get a curry for $7 than
and
to make it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, doing a lot of, I'm realizing that, man,
the thing
a
about
lot of
curries,
work.
Though, is that I never realized, especially with Indian curries, they are made in, the process of making a curry dish in Indian food is so complicated. Because the curries, they add curry at like 3 or 4 different places in the process.
Really?
Yeah, because the curry takes on a different flavor. And most Indian food is made in a 3-step curry process.
What about Thai food?
I don't know much about Thai food.
Well, also, too, they use all those, like, those tremendous marinades and all those flavors, all the curries are used to mask the rotten meat that they generally have.
Uh-huh.
Like, they don't have, like, really. So, like, if you're really cooking and you have really good ingredients, you don't want to, like, you know, you don't want to. Exactly.
Hide.
You don't want to mask.
So, what you're
it,
saying
like,
is, I'm eating bad meat and don't know.
No. I mean, well, maybe you are, sure. But, I mean, it has, it's like, I love, like, you get these spices and these flavors that you don't get in, like, just out of a steak. But
the
sometimes
other,
you just want a steak.
Yeah.
And
the
those
other
two
thing
things.
Is, though, is that the way that we shop isn't really. Doesn't really lend itself well to cooking. In our neighborhood, we don't have access to good quality foreign spices usually.
But you ordered like 10 different spices online once, and they're all very good.
They're okay. They were decent. But the thing, on a day-to-day basis, the reason why we have such a small food budget for two people is that it's based around what meat is on sale.
Okay.
And so that's how we eat, is based on how we can stay inside of my food budget.
Okay.
And.
Well, that's the way you
and,
should.
But the majority
of
that's the way
and
you
buying
would, I mean,
spices,
that's like a good.
And spices are really expensive and refreshing.
Oh, okay. I see your point.
And, so
and they don't last very long.
Wait, spices don't last
well? No, they shouldn't.
The way, when you cook forever.
Exactly.
If they've been around a long time, they're not.
What's
good.
A long time?
A year?
No, not no, less no, no, no.
Do you know how fast we go? Well, we don't use a lot of dried spices because we have Stanley's.
Yeah.
And, I mean, but that's. I should say we don't use a lot of dried things. We don't use dried herbs, but we use dried spices.
Yeah.
And I
you
cook
never
mostly
use
I
mean,
use a lot
some.
Of fresh herbs and the only things and I cook mostly herb based foods because I get them fresh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why we eat a lot of roasted meats and like the roasted vegetables that I made, and also it's just we also eat on
relatively cheap budget.
Well, aside from that, that goes over 550 calories.
Okay.
There's a thing I just read, and you two experts, tell me if you knew this, because I didn't know it. It's about rice. The Chinese people, they run the rice underwater and, like, rub it in their hands, like, 3 times. They do the whole process, like, 3 times before. That's why their rice doesn't stick together, because they're washing off all that starch.
That white rice that I buy.
Did you know that, Rafael?
I have, like,
I don't do
I'm
that
ignorant.
With brown
like,
rice,
especially
but I
rice.
Do that with white
like,
rice.
You never cook with rice?
I've never really...
I've never made good rice.
The jasmine rice that I make from Trader Joe's, I rinse it 3 times before I... I don't rub it, but I just rinse it. Yeah. I let it soak in the water and rinse it three times.
This all sounds very complicated.
have Bloody Marys at the place.
Yes, it's a competition. I will show you that this is not worth having a brunch. I will eat you out of
that. Was an impressive display.
No,
of
the place we went for brunch in Nashville did not have Bloody Marys.
Okay, but that's not brunch. That's just family dining, like in breakfast.
That
form.
Was.
That's churching because everyone except us came from church.
Wow,
it's different.
That place was amazing.
Brunch is meant for people in the city that are hungover and not professional drinkers to go out the next morning and go, oh, I drank so much with my Bud Light, and then drink a Bloody Mary and have some eggs.
Okay.
I don't get that.
This place we went in Nashville was gorgeous house with this beautiful
garden.
No, the place we went in Nashville was amazing, but I don't think it had anything to do with it being brunch.
I don't even remember what the name of that place was.
It was wonderful, and I'd love to go there again.
The house was beautiful. You sit down.
The yard was beautiful.
And you sit down, it's... you don't get seated at your own table. You get seated at a like family style.
It was like 16 or 12 at a table or something like that. And they don't serve until everyone's there, but then they bring out different stuff.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful. It was fantastic. Then the people were so nice. We actually ended up talking to 16 strangers. It was fun.
And luckily, everyone knows Chicago, so everyone had something to say.
Yeah, one of the girls was from Chicago, and some of them had just come from church, and they had lived in
Nashville. No, everyone that at our table had just come from church.
And the girl was there with the girl from her family.
Because they prayed. And I don't know what to do.
Oh, they prayed before their...
Yeah.
What's a good place for brunch? You guys probably go to brunch all the time.
No, we never go to brunch.
Because you're professionals and you're in the...
Because even 2 o'clock, I can't get up that early.
That's right.
Stanley's brunch was... Wow. Decent.
Night before, and then one of us has to work the next night.
And that's fine. I just don't get brunch.
You don't go anywhere.
I love
you
brunch.
Go to
you
work.
Loved brunch when
I
we went for my.
We went once.
That's because I ate a lot of shrimp,
and they have like
and
it's
my
all
parents
you can eat
paid.
Cooked to order. Anything off the menu.
Yeah.
And it was like, Jan and I had like we had partied the night before, so we hadn't even gone to sleep, and then we had already said like.
And they had dollar mimosas.
Wow.
So yeah, we went and like, Brandon ate like.
Yeah,
I literally had everything on the menu.
Wow.
But it was more of a spite because our waitress was awful.
Oh.
So I was said, I will show you. And then she didn't want to give me my last chicken sandwich.
Right, they're like, it's over. And you're like, no, I got here before it started.
That's right.
I took my mother to the House of Blues Mother's Day.
Oh, I've
heard their brunch is really good.
It was. I'll tell you what, man. It was fantastic. I took my mother and my daughter.
Is that when they had the gospel singing?
Yeah.
My parents.
Yeah, I've heard that's one of the better ones in the city.
And it was
fun.
It was good. It was fun.
Hotel brunches are usually fucking good as well.
Because they have a really nice restaurant. I felt bad though because the previous night they took me out at midnight on my 21st birthday, and we stayed out pretty late.
You went out with your parents on your 21st
birthday? No. I surprised her.
I was like, that's kind of a weird party.
No, it was so cold out the night of that night that my watch stopped. And
we went to Underground Lounge like at midnight. So.
And when we woke up,
the one on Clark.
Yeah. Okay. When we woke up, I didn't want to drink, and they kept giving me all the champagne, and it was so terrible trying to force down
see,
champagne.
That's the problem with brunch, is usually if I were to go to brunch, I would be hungover.
That's right.
Like, yuck.
No,
like,
this is
food is the last thing I want, especially like all you can
that's
eat.
That's right. From September to the early parts of January, I like 55, watching the first half of the game on the couch, ordering the Thai food during the 2-minute warning of the second quarter, going to pick it up before the second half starts, and then eating that during the third quarter, and then the fourth quarter, I'll watch the game and finish dishes from the week before. That's my plan. I like that plan. I don't want brunch.
You like that plan because I'm not there on Sunday.
That's right. I get to watch the game. You can't make fun of me. Atlanta, you laughed at me when I screamed. And that's not cool.
that was a bad game, too.
And then during the summer, I like waking up when the Cubs start at 1:20 and follow that pattern. I don't want to wake up early and go somewhere unless the game's on cable, then I will willingly go to brunch for other reasons. I just don't think it's worth getting scrambled
like
for
the
$10.
Else,
I did feel
game.
Bad when I burned the apple pancakes that I made.
Oh, I don't care. I was too excited for that game.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to that game for 2 weeks. It was awful.
The year that the Bears went to the Super
Bowl. That was the closest they ever came to having an expected child.